This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump says he's determined it's best for the U.S. to remain a steadfast partner with Saudi Arabia, despite accusations the Crown Prince ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi.
We're not going to give up hundreds of billions of dollars in orders and let Russia, China, and everybody else have them. It's all about, for me, very simple. It's America first. Saudi Arabia, if we broke with them, I think your oil prices would go through the roof. I've kept them down. They've helped me keep them down. Right now we have low oil prices, or relatively. I'd like to see it go down even lower, but I think that it's a very simple equation for me. I'm about make America great again, and I'm about America first.
Mr. Trump acknowledged Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have had knowledge of the Khashoggi murder at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but views Riyadh as a counterweight to Iran's influence. Abandoning the Saudi kingdom, he said, would be a terrible mistake. Turkey's foreign minister Mevlut Cavusoglu was in Washington Tuesday meeting with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He said Ankara has shared with U.S. officials the latest information on its own investigation. He said Turkey is determined to shed light on all aspects of the Khashoggi case, including those who gave instructions to carry it out. The Saudi Crown Prince has repeatedly denied having any knowledge of the killing. The Central Intelligence Agency said it believes it was ordered directly by the Crown Prince. Alfred Yokotam, a former Central African Republic militia leader known as Colonel Rambo, is set to face international war crimes judges for the first time Friday at The Hague. He was extradited from CAR last week, where he's suspected of having committed war crimes and crimes against humanity, including murder and using child soldiers. This is VOA News. In the Afghan capital, Kabul, Tuesday, a suicide bomber blew himself up in a banquet hall where Islamic religious scholars had gathered, killing at least 50 people. Abdul Qayyum, a witness, said he was with friends near the Uranus wedding hall when a huge blast occurred. He saw many people on the ground. Most of his friends, he said, were hurt by the blast. Dozens were wounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The Taliban insurgency was quick to deny its involvement. President Ashraf Ghani called the attack un-Islamic and unforgivable. Pakistan has extended talks with the International Monetary Fund, with Islamabad reporting substantive progress on a possible bailout. Rounds of talks have been underway since early November as Islamabad tries to cope with a widening balance of payments crisis. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Tuesday told South Korea it should keep the pace of its normalization with North Korea to the steps Pyongyang takes to denuclearize.
We have made clear to the Republic of Korea that we do want to make sure that peace on the peninsula and the denuclearization of North Korea aren't lagging behind the increase in the amount of interrelationship between the two Koreas. We view them as tandem. As moving forward together, we view them as important parallel processes, and that working group is designed to make sure they continue to remain that way.
The South Korean news agency, quoting the foreign ministry, said Seoul and Washington will continue close coordination and cooperation. French carmaker Renault named its chief operating officer and a senior board member to fill in for Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn following his arrest in Japan for alleged financial misconduct. The board held off firing Ghosn while awaiting further details. Renault's in alliance with Nissan and Mitsubishi. Joachim Clement, head of investment research at Fidante Partners, spoke of the future of that alliance.
It likely will stay together because the benefits for all the three parties involved are tremendous. However, there will be potentially some fallout on the share prices of Mitsubishi and Renault that will lead to short-term volatility, but the long-term outlook for the business and for the joint venture remains intact.
The Nissan board expected to oust Ghosn as chairman on Thursday. The Trump administration says China has failed to correct what it called Beijing's unfair trade practices. Washington accuses China of engaging in intellectual property and technology transfer policies, which have sparked a tariff and counter-tariff dispute. On Wall Street, Tuesday witnessed another major sell-off, hitting tech shares the hardest again. Oil prices also tumbled, the benchmark Dow Jones losing another 550 points to close at 24,465, wiping out this year's gains. The Dow has lost nearly 4% in just the last two sessions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.